Unfit to Practice by Perry O'Shaughnessy. Dedicated to all the desperados out there trying to practice law alone. Prologue. After being dropped off at a filthy parking lot underneath a gloomy concrete overpass, Nina Riley stopped in for coffee at the Roastery on the corner of Howard and Main Street. A river of chilly air flowed through the tunnel-like streets around the skyscrapers of the financial district. The building seemed to lean in at her, threatening. She had her pick of caffeine oases, not that it mattered. She was not here by choice. Any black bile would do. At the bottom of Howard, the Embarcadero and Bay Bridge buzzed unseen, angry hives of energy. The tall building's glass reflected the sun's intense beams right at her. People glowed like aliens, or so she projected. San Francisco wasn't her city anymore. The town of South Lake Tahoe had sheltered her for the last few years after she left the Montgomery Street law firm, where she had begun the practice of law, and the city had become a stranger. Nina sank into a rattan chair. A young man at the next table, his Chinese newspaper close to his nose, blew steam across his cup. Women like her, wearing expensive jackets and gold earrings, waited anxiously in line, then carried their medicine right out the door, swallowing on the run. Where was Jack? She watched a boy from some cold country bearing a heavy backpack lounge against the counter, waiting for his espresso. Next to him, a balding man not very much older but with the suit and briefcase of one who has settled into his life, took an apple from a bowl while the woman behind the counter heated up a muffin. The scent of cinnamon moved through the room, smelling of home, its effect immediate and painful. She thought of Bob.